It was supposed to be a summer trip for one young man from Chicago to visit his extended family. But just a few days into that vacation, an event would unfold that proved a watershed moment in the struggle for civil rights. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
It was the summer of 1955, and one African-American boy was on his summer vacation from school.
Emmett Till was a 14-year-old young man that came south. During those times of the year, Chicago people sent their children to the south. This is vacation time.
Specifically, Emmett's family in Chicago sent him to spend time with his cousins and his Uncle Mose, who lived near the town of Money, Mississippi. Jesse James Deming was just 3 years old at the time and also lived in Chicago. She shares the story of Emmett from Sumner, Mississippi. 3 days after Emmett arrived in the state, he and his cousin went to Bryant's Grocery. 21-year-old Carolyn Bryant owned the store with her husband Roy. Accounts of what happened differ, but at some point, it's believed Emmett whistled at Ms. Bryant.
Everybody says he was that jovial prankster, and when she came out behind him, he did whistle.
Carolyn's husband, Roy, and his half-brother, John Milam, learned of the incident and set about to find Emmett in the early morning hours of August 28th.
So they went to Uncle Moses' house and removed him, and no one ever saw him after that.
No one saw Emmett for 3 days after he was forcibly taken from his uncle's home. His body was discovered in the Tallahatchie River with a gin fan tied to it. The body was sent back to his mother, Mamie, in Chicago.
And when he returned in a pine box with a state seal on it, saying it's illegal to open it.
But she would have the casket opened, and that mother's courage was seen then and still recognized today. Our story continues as we travel the countryside in Sumner, Mississippi. I'm Andrew McCrae.